Ask them, who provides your sustenance from the heaven and from the earth? Who has control over hearing and sight? Who brings forth the living from the dead and the dead from the living? Who regulates the universe? They will soon reply, Allah. Say, why do you not then fear him for you going against the truth? The same Allah is your real Rabb. What is left after the truth except falsehood? How then can you turn away? Thus has the word of your Rabb proved true in regards to the transgressors that they do not believe. Ask them, can any of your Sharoka create anything and then repeat its process? If they do not answer, then tell them, well, Allah creates and then repeats the process. Then how is it that you are so misled? Again, ask them, is there any of your Sharoka who can guide you to the truth? If they do not answer, then tell them, well, Allah guides you to the truth. Then who is more worthy to be followed, he that can guide to the truth or he that cannot and is himself in need of guidance? What is the matter with you? What kind of judgment do you make? The fact is that most of them follow nothing but mere conjecture, and conjecture is in no way a substitute for the truth. Surely Allah is well aware of all that they do. This Quran is not such as could be produced by anyone other than Allah. In fact, it is the confirmation of prior revelations and fully explains the Holy Book. There is no doubt in this fact that it is revealed from the Rabb of the worlds. Do they say he has figured it? Tell them, if what you say be true, then produce one surah like this. You may even call to your aid anyone you want other than Allah. Nay, they do not believe that which they cannot grasp, for they have not yet seen its prophecy fulfilled. The same way those who passed before them disbelieved, but see what was the end of the wrongdoers. Of these people, there are some who will believe in it and some who will not. And your Rabb knows best the troublemakers.